Yerandaf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Let us again start from the Memra of Cheskiyim. V'sayile l'cheskiyim, doma cheskiyim, ol perto perto b'shovyim, ol chalolo mechalolo b'yotho, maikoma hochikoma afapik shabo l'perto perto b'shovyim, Shu machalolo, machalolo biyot. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows: Misayale mas nisin, viktoni noisno lamaiso sheni. The Mishnah is speaking about, according to Rashi, we're speaking about a matbeya that has a chesaron sheyesh boi kedei eino. Let us say there's a seller that is missing for Islam. Bafal Pikain, it's nois no lamaiso sheini. So this is a raya to Cheskiya, that Cheskiya said, bola perto. If he has this seller, and bola hachlif seller chaseira beputas. Now he wants to get smaller coins for the seller. Is perto bishavya. So he will get coins only according to the true shavyas of this seller with a silver content of chof isrim. Lefi chesroina, he yuchesben with the chesorin of isrim that it has. It's missing for isrim. V'lo yerame es chaveiroi leperto biyofe. When he wants to get small coins, he shouldn't fool the one who is exchanging this coin for him and tell him that this is a good coin. This is, I know. But lechalolo, lechalo, maiser sheini oleho. But if he wants to be machalo, maiser sheini on this seller, lechalo oleho, maiser bidmei selayoch. Then he's machalo maiser, he has maiser sheni, which is worth a sela yofe, and he can, which that means the sela yofe is a sela that has a silver content of chav dalad isrim. Biyofe, ki'ilu hi yofe, that when it comes to chilo, we reckon ki'ilu this sela is a sela shleim. So the Gemara asks, my comma, what is the lotion of Chesky? And he said two aloches, bo leferto perto bishavya, bo lechalolo mechalolo biyofi. My comma, so the Gemara is a problem with the first aloche that Chesky said. My comma, bo leferto perto bishavya. What is he telling us over here? The kiven the pirso kedei eino. If we're speaking about a coin, that there's a pchas in the coin kedei eino. There's only 20 islam in this sella. Also loitzia biyofe. So poshet, he can't go and demand. So what is the chiddush of Cheskiya? So the Gemara answers, Hachikama. No, Cheskiya said two aloches. He said one aloch, bo leperto perto bishavya, bo lechalolo mechalolo biyofa. Hachikama. So the first aloch is not a chiddush. The first aloch is a mishneh. No, he's comparing the contrast of these two aloches. Afal pi shekshabola perto birushalayim beputas. When he's going to take this seller in Yerushalayim, and he's going to exchange it for smaller coins for putas, likach sudas maisa, he wants to purchase a sudas maisa, al kocha yifreteno bishavye, so then he will be pirated bishavye, v'loi biyofe. That's the Mishnah. I'm not talking any chiddushim. Afilo hochi, But I'm telling you a second chiddush, Sela Shema. But Lemaise, that is only in Hilchus Einoh, as we mentioned yesterday. Hilchus Einoh, you have to reckon with Das B'nai Yodah. Nefroif people feel that this coin is not worth Chav Dalad Yisrael, even though the Sibbe that they feel like that is because in Yisayde Anefesh Ra, theoretically, since this coin is only used for Haitzor, it once had Chav Dalad Yisrael. Every Sela gets rubbed out, so theoretically it should still be continued to be used as a Sela Shleim of Chav Dalad Yisrael. But most people have a Nefesh Ra, and they will not accept it as a Sela. So since they do not accept it as a Sela, you cannot fool them and tell them that this is a Sela Shleim. So AFLP, that's the Chiddush of Cheske, that even though when it comes to Hilchus Einoh, you have to reckon with the Das B'nai Adam, who feel that this doesn't have a Torah Sela Shleim, and therefore when you ball a Perto, you Perto B'Shavya. After Lohochi, but the Chizki is telling, but that's when you're handling with people. But halachically, Sela Shma L'maise, this still has a shame Sela. She'ena ela nefesh ro, a person who does not accept this as a Sela, is in Yisoid not Eiskehalten, because halachically it is a shame Sela, he's only a nefesh ro. Therefore, u'kshechilel meiser oleh, so therefore when it comes to chilul, where there it's only beinoy lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so by chilul, you ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, halachically, does this have a shame Sela? And halachically, it has a shame Sela. So therefore, I can take my Sosheni, which is worth a Sela, and be mechalul on this Sela chaseh. Bashmeinon cheskiye, so cheski is coming to tell us, that means cheski said two halachas, shaperta perta bishavya, so that Chesky is not telling us anything, but the second halacha, that Chesky is telling us a chiddush, the masnisin diktoni noisno lemaisa sheinu keilu hiyafa koma. That's what Chesky is telling us. He's telling us pshat in the Mishnah. That means that what the Mishnah says, that you mechalo ma'ase sheino sheino elo nefesh ro. That pshat the Mishnah in Hilchus chilul ma'ase sheini, I could use this as a sela yofa. There's a shtickle problem over here. We learn Rashi, so Rashi is telling us the Gemara is takasha my koma. So the Gemara is takasha and Cheskia. What is Cheskia telling us? Bola Perta Perta Bishabi. It's a Mishnah. He's not telling us anything. We learn Mishnahis. So the Gemara answers, no, he's telling, that's right. The first Allah Bola Perta Perta Bishabi is not telling you anything. This is enough in the Mishnah. But he's telling us the second Allah, that Achalolo Bishavye, that what it says in the Mishnah, Bola Shmina Machalo Maisisheni, the Mishnah means Machalo Biyofi. That's what he's telling us. Lulei divrei cheski, I wouldn't split the hair. I would say, if in Hilchus Einoh, it's a coin that's worth half his limb, so in Hilchus Chilul Mais, it's also a coin that's worth half. So that's Bo Lashmino. That's the chiddush of cheski. But there's a tremendous problem over here. The Gemara starts off, Messiah lei lecheski. Our Mishnah is a raya to Cheskiyah. That's what the Gemara said. Messiah leila Cheskiyah. Masnisin diktoni noisna lemaisa sheni is a raya to Cheskiyah. Now, and then the Gemara ends by saying that the Mishnah really could learn different pshat. The Mishnah you could learn that it means that machala lo b'shavya also. Now chesky is bo lashmina, that's pshat in the Mishnah. So l'chayre, from the way Rashi says, not the Mishnah is a raya to chesky, chesky is coming to tell us pshat in the Mishnah, we shouldn't learn pshat in the Mishnah that machala lo b'shavya. L'chayre is a shtickle problem over here. It could be that the Messiah Lecheskia is that that's one could learn like that. That's true. One could learn Mechalala Maiser Sheini means that Bishavya. You could learn like that. But Cheskia held, if that is Pshat in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah should have been more specific. Mechalala Maiser Sheini. Say, Bishavya. I have a coin that's a seller, and now if the halacha is that you can only be mechalal b'shavya, the Mishnah should have been more clear. You can't say mechalal ma'isa sheini. So that's good for what Cheskia said. Cheskia said, mistimas loshen ha-Mishnah, since the Mishnah did not bother to be mefaret that mechalal ma'isa sheini k'shavya, the Mishnah only says he's only a Nefesh Ra'ah. So it seems, and the Mishnah did not say, L'gabi what it's a Nefesh Ra'ah, there's a Teres Madvei. The Mishnah says, Tamas Mahalam Aisir Shein. So the Ritas Loshen HaMishnah, the Stimas Loshen HaMishnah, is mashma like the way Chesky said Pshat in the Mishnah. So really Chesky said Pshat in the Mishnah, but the Stimas Loshen HaMishnah, but we have over here that Chesky said aloche that you can take a seller chaseire, which is a seller that only has chof isri, and you can be machalo my shesheni, that's worth chof tala disramane. Because in Lomdus, this is a seller that is worth chof tala disramane. Fine. Rekte gemore, lememre de sova chiskiye, the Mizal Zelinen b'maiser sheini. I mean, the maiser comes out that we're Mizal Zelamaiser sheini, that we're Mechalo maiser sheini, that is worth chof talad isrim, and a sela, that's worth chof isrim. That's the Chiddush of Shmur. But Oma Cheskiye, now, first let's just say the kasha, and then we have to elaborate on the kasha. Omar Cheski a Meiser Sheini She'ein Boi Shove Pute Omar Hu V'chaim Shai Mechulo Al Meiser Sheinis Lefi She Efsha Loi La'odom L'tzamtzein Mo'isot. Now let's just explain before we see Rashi, let's just explain what Cheski said over here. Chesky said over here as follows. A person had Maiser Sheini She'ein Boi Shava Puta. He has Maiser Sheini that does not have a Shava Puta. And we're going to see that if a person has Maiser Sheini She'ein Boi Shava Puta, you cannot be Mechalo this on a Shava Puta. There's no coin that's Pochus B'Shava Puta. You cannot be mechalal this on a coin sheyesh by shavaput, because there's no din chilul. Kedusha cannot be nitfas on a coin if the kedusha is not worth a shavaput. So that means if I have my sheini she'ein by shavaput and I want to be mechalal this my sheini, I don't want to take it to Yerushalayim. When the mechalal this ma'aser sheini on a shava puta, I can't do it. Because if you want to end up by saying this kedusha on a coin of a shava, less than a shava puta, there's no, kedusha cannot be chal on a coin if the value of the kedusha is less than a shava puta. We'll see why. That's the law. So now, a person has ma'aser sheini she'ein by shava puta. And he wants to be machalolit, and he can't be machalolit on the put. So Chesky says, I'll tell you a million decades of what to do. When a person is machalol maiser sheini, let's talk about now he has maiser sheini, that's pochus mishava puta, fine.
But let's say before he had Maisa Sheni that was worth 5 sloim. It was worth 5 sloim. So he took 5 sloim and he was Machal the Maisa Sheni on the 5 sloim. Now you have to know that when a person had, let's say, let's make a little, he had Maisa Sheni, let's say that's a Sela, he was Machal on a Sela. When a person is machalal on a selah, he will not be machalal maiser sheni of a selah on a selah. You know why? Because he's very nervous. Who says that this maiser sheni is worth a selah? Maybe it's worth a little bit more than a selah. And if it's worth a little bit more than a selah, and I will machalal on a selah, so comes out, there's some Maisa Sheni that wasn't this challah. And I'm going to eat it. Chutz l'chayim. Shem Yishmah. Gave an Issa D'Rais leading Maisa Sheni Chutz l'chayim. So, let's say a little better than Moshe. So, when he hears, let's say, Maisa Sheni that's worth a shekel, he will not be machalad on a shekel. He'll be machalad on a selah. Because he'll say, maybe it's worth more than a shekel. So, he'll say, the Kedushas Maisa Sheini should be, which is a shekel, should be the schalul on this seller. So now, Baruch Hashem, there's nothing but to be nervous about. The Kedusha, the Maisa Sheini is worth more than a shekel. But he was machalul on a seller. So the Maisa, the Kedusha was the schalul. Every person that has a seller of Kedushas Maisa Sheini knows, and they can be relaxed that there's, in this selah, there's a chelik that doesn't have kedushas maaser sheni. Because he always goes overboard on the matbeya to make sure he's covering the shavius of the maaser sheni. So all his coins, the mois of his shenis, he was mechalo, he can be assured this place there that doesn't have kedusha yet. This place that there wasn't condition. So Memele, so Chesky said, this person now has Maisa Sheni, that's a Pochas Mishava Put. He can't take a Puta now and be Mechalul on it, because since on the Puta, it will not be Chal, a Kedusha of a Shava Puta, the Kedusha is not Chal at all. So Memele, so what should he do? So he says, but Moisa Vishainis, but I have a Sela that I was Mechalal a shekel on before. Now, in this Sela, this place, to be Mechalal, this Pachas Mishava Putin. So Memele, so this Pachas Mishava Putin should be Mechalal on that Sela. I, whenever I'm Mechalal, I always go overboard in the money. So therefore, I always have extra place in the money that's roi to me mechalal olam. So I take my pochis mishava pute, and I'm mechalal it on that. Now we're not up to the Gemara's kashya, but this is pshat in the Allah of Chesky. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, as Chesky hold mezalzalinen letzamtzim demei pidyoinoi. That you're mezalzel, you're mezamtzim to me pidyon. But the Chesky himself said that he had my sheni shein by shavu puta. The ein boy koyach litvois pidyonai sheyitain puta viyachalaleno. Kedoma lekamon mi maisroi veloi kol maisa. Later we have a drosha that says mi maisroi veloi kol maisa. And just for 2 minutes, I'd like to say over the Tosfos HaRosh, who explains Pshat in this drash. This drash, mi goyel, mi maisroi. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, the Pasuk is speaking about as follows. A person had maisa sheni, that's worth a put and a half. That he had maisa sheni, that's worth a put and a half. He wanted to be mechalalit on 2 putas. He took 2 plutas. So I said, these 2 plutas should be a geula for my maisa sheni that's worth put and a half. So in goyel ye goyel, he'll make such a geula mi maisa. the pruta of Maiser Sheini will be nigal, because the pruta of Maiser Sheini will be a pidyon, a gula, for the Maiser Sheini that's worth a pruta. The second pruta, since you're only going to be mechalal on the second pruta, a poches mishava pruta, so the noktusha will be chal on the second pruta. So goyel you go me maisrei. He had maisrei sheni of a pruta and a half. You know how much was nigal? Me maisrei, not go maisrei. The pruta was nigal. The half a pruta was a nigal. So we see from this posik that you cannot be matvis kedusha on a coin poches mishava pruta. Kedusha will not be chal. If the kedusha that's going to end up on this coin is be a poches mishava pruta, kedusha will not be chal. So therefore, this person who has maaser sheni that's poches mishava pruta, he can't be machalul on a pruta, because that's what Rashi says over here. The ein boy koyach litvois pidyoina shita in pruta v'yechaleleno kedoma lekamon mi maisroi v'loi kol mais. Oima, so what does he do? Oima hu v'chaim shoy. Now, when a bailam is paid the maisr shein, he has to be maisr v'chaimish. So he has a pochis mishav pruta plus the chaimish of the pochis mishav pruta. Aima hu v'chaim shay shani tzorech lahoysef olo yemechulo al mois horishoynos shechilalti oleh maise shein. I have other money. I had a seller that it was mechalol o maise shein. V'oidon biyodi, that money is still by me. Yehei avze mechulo aloysei maise. Aloysei d'mei maise. That so this Pachis Mishava Pruta should become Mechulul, and that the main Maisa that I was Mechalul, the my previous Maisa Shein. What, how do you know that you have place in that coin to be Mechalul more Maisa Shein? She Evsha La'odom Litzamtzim Mo'iso. When a person is Mechalul, he can't be exact. L'chalul b'shavyam b'tzimtzim. You can't be mechalul exact. Shemitoich shohu yorei milivchos. Since he's afraid, maybe he's giving too little money. V'nimtza, and if he's giving too little money, oich loi b'loi chilov. So he's eating his maaser sheni. Let's say he had a shekel and a half of the maaser sheni is worth a shekel and a half, and he's going to be machalul on a shekel, so there's a half a shekel that will not become this chalul. V'nimtza oich loy b'loy chilov. So every elech yi, when he's machalul his maaser sheni, who maisif al domo. So he adds on, he wants to make sure that Isaiah was machalul the maaser sheni. So who maisif al domov? So whatever the maaser sheni is worth, he adds on. Hilkach poches mishava pruta zeh chalul al oisai oidev. Fine. That's another memra of Shmuel. Alme. So now what? Good. Now we know this memra of Shmuel. What shaychus does this have to us? So Rashi says, Alme loy polkinan betzimtzum. We see that Shmuel said that you won't find a yid that will be machalo betzimtzum. That's what Shmuel said. You won't find a yid that's machalo betzimtzum. The chos came bepoches, and here Chesky said, you can take a seller that's worth chof isrim, and be mechalo maaser sheni that's worth chof dalet isrim. How could Chesky say such a thing? That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Now, when I learned this kasha, l'davoyne, I didn't understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's comparing two things, and l'chayre, they're not a comparison. Chesky has said along this that a sela chaseira, even though a nefesh lo will not accept it as a sela, halachically it's worth a sela. Halach, this is called a sela. This is called a coin that is worth chav talad ishim, even though it doesn't have a silver counter. So memele, so it can be machalu. My shesheni that's worth chav talad ishim, and this coin halachically is worth chav talad ishim. That's what Chesky has said. Chesky has said something else also. Chesky has said, if you shat up something that's worth a shekel, you will not take a shekel. You will not take a shekel to be machalal on it. You'll say maybe it's worth more than a shekel. So you'll take more than a shekel. So these are two different units. Chesky has said, when you evaluate the Meister Shani, don't evaluate it exactly. Make believe it's worth a little more. Fine. So that's what Chesky said. You can't be mitzamtzem. Because if you're making a mistake in your evaluation, you're going to end up eating Meister Shani chutz l'chaim. Here, Chesky has said that if this was evaluated, a sella, you made a sella, a sella chasein is worth a sella. So what's the kasha? You cannot be mitzamtzim, you have to evaluate the Meister Shani a little more, but if after the evaluation, it's a sella, this is a sella, it could be mechalo. So he found that Darkei Dovid asked the kasha, he doesn't understand the Gemara's kasha, according to Rashi. Fine, okay, but the Gemara did ask the kasha. Now our Gemara had a problem. We have Chesky said you cannot be mitzamtzim in chilul Meister Shani. So the Gemara, if you can't be mitzamtzim, Chesky cannot have said you can take a sela chaser and be mechalo Meister Shani that's worth a sela's life. So we have a problem in Chesky. So it's bitter. So the Gemara says, you're right. We did not learn the correct pshat mecheski. My v'yofe b'toiras yofe. The treizili loy mezalzalinon bay. Period. Now let us see Rashi. And I'm going to say over this Rashi the way the Ritva says pshat in this Rashi. Perhaps I'll remise up a little bit. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says you can never say that Cheskia held that you could be Peiches and Chilo. Cheskia will never say such a thing. Now that what Cheskia said, Machalolo b'yofe, b'toiras yofe, we'll see what this means, Vishavya means how much it's worth, how much people are going to give him. Gemara is l'chayre chayza. Not the way we learned that the Cheskia holds, you can take a sela chaseira, which is eschof isrim in it, and be machalul meiser sheni of chav dalad isrim. No. You take Meiser Shani of Chav Isrim, and you mechalul it on this Sela Chaseir. Fine. So, we didn't say any Chedushim anymore. We fell off on that Chedush. Rishavya. V'hochi kama. And now, these two halachas, now we're going to say a different pshat in the two halachas that Chesky had said. Chesky said two halachas. V'hola ferta, ferta, rishavya. V'hola chalul, machalul, v'yof. So before we learn pshat, that Chesky told us the contrast. Even though Bola Perta Perta Vishavya, Atalpi, Abobachal, Machal, Yabayo. Now the Gemara says, no, Chas Mishalom. Chesky holds you cannot be Machal, Biyofe, as a seller that's worth Chav Daladis. So, Vahochi come out. This is Pshat in these two Alochis. Chebol, Vahochi come out. Kishayim. He's saying not half alpi. Kishem, just like
Shabbola Perta Yerushalayim. When you're gonna be mafarad in Yerushalayim, you're gonna come with the Yasala Chaser in Yerushalayim, you wanna get small change. How much money will you get for your seller? You only can get Chafisra. That's what you're gonna get. You're not gonna get more than that. You're gonna tell them, not gonna include them, you can tell them I have a seller chaser. So what are you gonna get? You're gonna get change for Chafisra, not for Chavdalis. They won't take it for Chavdalidis. Elo Bishovya. They're only gonna give for 20 years. Now, let's go a little further. V'yesh mizalzalin bidomeho. Yaisa michtei pichsam. Other people, this is how the Ritva says, God, other people, listen, you have a seller chaseira, and I won't give you chavdalidis. Give you your tesis. This is it, please. I mean, you're giving me a seller chaseira, I just give you your tesis. You're giving me something, a coin with a blemish, with a chesoron. I should give you exactly the, this coin is a lemon. You give me the coin, I have to go to the bank and those of his was of his friend. Rabid, it's not worth half his thing. It's worth your test. You're worth, not worth. I'll give you your test. For your test, I'll take it. For half, I couldn't tell. So, v'yesh mizalzalim, b'domeh yaysa mishtei pichso. There are people that will give you test his thing for. Come on, give half. We'll give you test his thing. Kach, kshebo lechalalo, Mechalala b'shavya domim chusim b'tayras yof. I think you take away the two dots over here. And we'll see b'tayras yof means, and this is the Ritva says claw like this, that when you're mechalal maisa sheni, how much money can you get for the seller? So you know what? If someone will ask me the shayla, I'll tell them as follows. Could be you can get 20 isrim if you try enough. You go to a few stores, could be you get 20 isrim. 19 isrim is you should get. So how much is this seller? You come over, tell a bagelist, a seller, I say, you test isrim, oh, a deal. You test isrim is a shavyis yof. That's a shavyis botua. That the you test you'll zikha get 20. You have to handle to get 20, even though Baker didn't. You won't get 20. Yesh mizalzalin b'damer yaisa. So that is what Chezkiyah said. Chezkiyah said shebo leperta perta b'shavya. That means the true value you can't get. Perhaps you can get 20, 19. You can zich again. So when you mechalo, b'toiras yofa, yofa means not a seller that's worth chavdal disim. A shavius yofa, that means about two achdik shavius of 19. So Chesky, you said when you're mechalo, you have to be mechalo for 19. Don't be mechalo, because that is the true value. 20, you can get 20 with a shtadlis. The Shabbos Vadoi is 19. So that's Pshat, the memory of Shmu. Now let's go a little further. I think that it goes together. We'll see soon this Rashi. Kach shebo lechalolo, mechalolo b'shovyo, domim chusim b'toiras yofe. That means a Shabbos that it is a good Shabbos. That means a realistic Shabbos, a Shabbos that you see again, which means 90. Now, and I think you have to add a word over here, and then we'll see that Dadas Midrashi will flow. Just 1 second.
Come. Let's go Shabbos Yofa. Toiris Yofa b'Shabbos.
Yeah, just once. Kach shabo l'chalo b'Shabbos yodam chusam b'toiris Yofa. K'moi shemachalo oleho kefi domim vadoim.
So Rashi says, just like when you're mechala, we learned before, Cheski said on Yisod, when we learned before that when you're mechala on Maiser Shani with a shekel, you will give more, you'll give a coin that's bigger than a shekel, because you want to be sure that your taket covering the full Shabbos. K'moi, that he k'moi shekshemachalo laleo kifitomim vadoim, shelo kach lo yechalo lazu ele bitomim vadoim shelo. That means, so when you machalo with a selach haseiro, don't be machalo for 20, because who says you can get 20? Maybe you can only get 19. 19 you can get. 20 is debatable if you can get. So forget, that is what Chesky is telling us. Chesky is telling us, just forget about a Sela Shlei Metzichan. 24 you're never going to get. It's not a Sela Chesey. So, Kshabol Perta Perta B'Shavya, but there, sometimes you'll get 20, sometimes you'll get 20. Kach, when you Mechalu, so also you don't do Chof Dalet Isrim, you do B'Shavya. But here it should be a good Shavius, an honest Shavius, a Shavius Vadoim. She can only be Mechalot with 19. Because 19 you'll see her get. Kach lo yechalo alzu, elo bedomim Vadoim shelo. This the Hitva says, Pshat Rashi, Kshemadakdik bedim Rashi. That's what Rashi is saying. You need domim Vadoim shelo. You can't be Mechalo well. It's worth 20 Yisrim. I can accept it. Since people will not accept it for 20 Yisrim, 19 you can get it. You'll be able to get 19 Yisrim for it. So Mamela, that's how you have to be Mechala. The Trezili Loim is also Linam Bay. By Meister Shane, we won't make two coolers. The Aval Gav does not. Noisa lemaisa sheni. That means the Mishnah said, Noisa lemaisa sheni. Chad zilusa ashmi inon, de mischalol al sela chaseire, veloi amrinon harei hu ka asimoin oikemois anitnois lesimen. Avo trezili lechalol lemaisa bidmeisela yofe, loi. And therefore you have to do a Torah Yofa. That means as follows. That means the Mishnah said one Chiddush. The Mishnah said a Chiddush. There are different types of people who look at this coin. Other people say that this is not a sell anymore. Let's read. It says a seller. Seller is chof dalad isrim. This does not have chof dalad isrim. This is not a coin, period. This is a slug. So we will cheshben with the silver content, and that's it, and not more than that. That is the taich. That's what some people think. So the Mishnah says, no, now if this is a slug, and it's not a coin, so it can be Mechala Maisa Shani. So the Mishnah said one kula. That means even though there are other people who consider this is not a coin, this is not Yotze Vayitzeh, so other people won't accept it as a coin, period. They only look at it as a Nasra, that's all what they look at. They don't look at it more than that. So the Mishnah says, no, we will not be goyres those people. That's a nefesh ro. That is a nefesh ro, and and we consider this a coin. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, "V'noisnava ma'aser sheni b'nei choishes to those who hold it's not a coin." Sheinel nefesh v'tzicha a coin. A coin with less silver content is a coin. It's a currency. It's not the currency that it was made for lechatchila, but still a currency. That's one zilzul. We will not be goyis those people. But more than that, another zilzul to say, well, it's a coin. You say it's a coin. Well, it's a coin that has 20 yisrim in it. So let's be mechallel on 20 yisrim. No, that we won't do it. That's called trei zilzul. You have to be realistic and see that you won't get 20 years from it. Yeah, but if you'll try hard enough, you'll get 20 years from it. But most probably you'll get 19 years from it. Trei zilzuli loy mezal zolino. So memele, so according to the maskonis ha-gemore, this is pshat nechizkiya. I mean, gemore turned over completely, that chizkiya never said that it's a, Cheskiah never said that he could reckon this as a seller shleima. That's chasmila haskiah. That's it's even not a seller shleima. But Cheskiah said a chumre that since lemaisa, because of the chesorim, it does not have a value of chavdaladism. Because of the chesorim, it doesn't even have a value of chavdaladism. Because people won't give chav esrim for it, because they're mezalzel in it, because it's a sala chaser, it's a lemon already. So because of this, so therefore, so he says, since you have to rechen b'shavyes when it comes to the din I know, so when it comes to chilul ma'aser sheni, you have to rechen with a cheaper shavyes, even it's cheaper than it really is, and you can only use this as a coin that is worth Yutes Isra. That's the maskona that pshat in Cheskiah.